San Francisco as Dubuque. You're gonna have to leave me now, I know. But I'll see you in the sky above, the tall grass and the ones I love. Y'all gonna make me lonesome when you go. Y'all gonna make me lonesome when you go. Y'all gonna make me lonesome when you go.
Two more songs?
If I do one and then you do one.
Two more?
All right.
So that's
I'll do
oh, okay.
In this town, maybe? Do you want to play
yeah.
something?
Sure.
B flat? I wish I knew. I'm in this
B.
Key.
B. Oh, that key.
But it's right.
No, you're
really
in B.
This
you're
key.
In B.
It's in,
you're
B,
in B,
but it starts on the fourth.
It starts on the fourth. Starts on the four. For people who are playing along at home, it starts on the four and it's in B.
I forget how to play this song now. Wait, I'm doing it wrong. I forget how to play it.
Well, your headlights, they are shining on the sidewalks of suburbia. You got cash in your front pocket, in a bag on the dash, silver lighter lying on the vinyl seat. As you roll yourself a cigarette, I say I've never been on this. How'd you ever learn to play the blues in this town? How'd you ever learn to play the blues in this town? Well, your hands are reaching for me as the sun is going down. How'd you ever learn in this town? There's a place where we can go and you can play me Robert Johnson. Tell me everything you know. And I know you've got a girlfriend. I know she's prettier than me. This is nothing but a lesson in music history. And there's the turnaround. There's the beat. Gibson flat top right there in your back seat. How'd you ever learn to play the blues in this town? How'd you ever learn to play the blues in this town? Well, your hands are reaching for me as the sun is going down. You don't know me. I will try to remember what you showed me. Right now, I've got a head that's full of doubts. And you're driving me home with my dress on inside out. Town.
Thanks. I'm just noticed. I'm standing on a squeaky floorboard. I don't know if you can hear. Can you hear that? It's coming through.
We'll do one more. All right. This is another one from the new record. Thank you all. Thanks everyone at WMFO for putting this together and having us here. Thanks to Sue Edelman for having us on her show. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Something about the women.
I feel bad
listen
we haven't
every
been
week.
Here to like, you know, talk in between songs and tell you how great you are, but we're clapping in the other studio. We just can't see you. So I came in to hear your last song and
nice
take
to
some
see
pictures.
You.
Nice to see you guys. This has been great, and I really appreciate you guys coming up. It's
thanks
been
so much
really
for
great.
Having
it
us.
It sounds great out there, by
thank
the way.
Thank you.
Really, really great. So don't let me distract you. I'm gonna
all
take
right,
pictures.
Got cool. One more. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. What song are you going to do?
I'm going to do Don't Pray For Me. You want to do some hallelujahs at the end?
We'll see.
All right.
It'll be a surprise.
You draw a halo on your head. You serve it on a golden plate. You're so righteous in your mind. You're blessed by Jesus. You say, save them from their sins. Judging out, but you never look in. You got God on your side, but you have no idea who she is. Don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. Pray for yourself, my friend. Maybe a bright light at the end. But that's a light you'll never see. When the patriarch falls down, all the rulers turn to clowns. Kicking and a screaming and a scrounging to save what's theirs. The oppressed have come around to collect their fair amount. Forget your heaven and hell, your judgment day is here and now. Don't pray for me. Don't pray for me. Pray for yourself, my friend. 'Cause this justice at the end, here on the right side of history.
Recording of the of this stuff?
Nine 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Some great stuff there live. Danielle Maraglia and Lisa Bastoni. So, yeah, we're not doing a crash course for the Ravers today because it's live all day long, I think till like 5 o'clock. We've got some great stuff coming up. Lily Black, 61 Ghosts, Will Daly, Celebutant. And let's play some local stuff while we're waiting for Lily Black to come on. And we might have an interview coming in here in a bit. We'll see. We're 91.5 MFO. It's live day.
possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. We are live day. I'm Brian Young. No, this is not a crash course for the ravers. It's just a test. No, it's live day.
Come on now, Brian.
We have some beautiful guests here, and why don't you introduce them, Mike?
All right. Well, sitting to my right is my sister friend, DJ Sue Edelman from Something About the Women.
Hey, Mike.
And then we have Lisa Bastoni. Hello. And Danielle Moralia, who we just heard playing live in Studio D. I think they
need a round of applause. Great, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, it was wonderful.
Thanks for having us. That was fun.
We can't thank you enough for coming by here.
Oh, it was a blast.
And you had a lot of fun?
Oh, it was so much fun.
And you know, I'll tell you a secret. It's not going to be a secret after I tell you, because that's how they work. But we were hoping, against hope, that because we knew that you and Peter knew each other, and we're hoping that that would happen.
Yeah.
And what was that like? I mean, you've done that before.
I love
with him.
Peter. He's ridiculous. He's
ridiculous.
So good. He's so ridiculous, and he's the sweetest person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first I met him.
Oh. Yeah. He's the best.
It sounded great.
Yeah. I'm so glad you were able to do that. And Lisa, we were talking before. You know, you and I have sort of a special connection with the first time you came here.
The first time I came here was the first time I played a song outside of my living room in like 10 years.
I know.
So I will never forget that.
And my chin hit the floor. And, you know, and I'll tell you what I told you that day. I'm just so happy that you decided. And I know you are too, because look what's going on.
I don't even remember how that happened. Like, I don't know.
It was the other Mike said, hey, could you have somebody named Lisa Bastoni on your show?
Maybe we met at an open mic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So it was the second time I played a song outside of my living room. The first time was Tom's open mic
at
the Lizard Lounge. And then here. This was the next stop. Yep. So thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for doing this. So how do you guys know each other? Because you seem like you're besties.
We've known each other for 20 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, close to it.
Since
it's 2019,
babies?
Right?
Yeah, so, I was two.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were an infant newborn.
So where did you meet? How do you know each other?
I forget how we first met.
I think we first met busking in Harvard Square.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Kevin So was my roommate.
Yeah.
And you guys were friends.
Yeah. And he was like, we're going to go do some busking. And we all met up. And then just like on the scene, the music scene.
Yeah.
And Lisa, I know the busking turned out really well for you because one day somebody stumbled by, Josh. And he just he was taken with you, and he just said, we really should work together.
My friend Josh Cantor, he was just looking to play with some people, and he left his number in my tip box, and we've been friends ever since.
And you're
like, leave me a tip.
Yeah, and you really, and you know, was it a, did you struggle with, like, maybe I should call this guy, maybe I shouldn't, or?
I don't know. You know, there was a music series at an ice cream shop on the other side of the river. Do you remember Harold's?
Oh, yeah.
They had music.
That's where I met my husband.
Oh, that's right.
Tom Bianchi, my husband, used to run the open mic at Harold's Renaissance Cafe.
Yeah.
And that was how we met.
He was booking, like, you could, as a songwriter, you could play, like, an hour or something there. So Josh came to see my show. That was, like, one of my first shows in town at the ice cream shop. And Josh and his wife, Mary, came to the show, like, after he left the number. So, like, I met him and his wife, and, like, we got to know each other a little bit. And then, I didn't feel at all, like, hesitant about playing.
Cool. And you would have a history of busking as well.
A little bit. Not hardcore. I used to do it out in Harvard Square.
It seems scary to me.
A little bit, but not that much. Yeah. It was, I would only do it if the spot was just available. I wouldn't like wait for the spot or get there at 6 a.m. or I wasn't like hardcore like some people are.
So what's on the horizon for you guys? You have some new music. I know Lisa has new music coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a new album coming out in September.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm starting to write now.
Yay.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's about it. Then we'll see how long it takes for
that's to another become a part thing. Of our friendship is we've gotten together a lot over the years to just talk about songs and write
do
a little
new
bit
stuff
of
for each other or just
And little YouTube videos that I see.
Some YouTube videos here and there.
Yeah. we do shows together a lot and I love Lisa's writing. She's like She's literally one of the best songwriters in town. I mean, not just in town, but she's, yeah, her stuff is like, I can't not cry when I hear it.
So. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, we're good. I feel like we're a good team because, like, if I make somebody cry, like, Danielle can make them, like, dance and feel good after.
As long as you're not listening to the words of the songs.
Yeah. And think. And, like, dance and think.
Yeah. It's dance and think. That's what
smart. That you're able to do that. It's like.
That could be like a side project.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like you were having just the best time in there.
We were.
And I can't wait for you to hear it because it was just wonderful. And can't thank you enough for doing this.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Please, you know, we're here to support the local music. So, you know, Lisa, I know you'll come back in September time frame. Danielle, please come visit us again.
Absolutely.
You know, with Sue and something about the women. We're just so happy to support you. And for the first ever Live Day, thank you for participating.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Guys. I love this station.
Thanks
the station is awesome. We're so lucky
thank
to
you.
Have
we
this
love
station
you guys.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good job.
All right.
We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and Lily Black will be coming up soon, right? Yep.
Right.
Nice.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. No, that guy didn't sound local at all. He sounded like he was from the Bayou, didn't he? Well, I tried. I was trying to play Smitty and play Big Bad Smitty. That was pretty cool, though, with Long Old Lonesome Day. Before that, Human Sexual Response with What Does Sex Mean to Me? We heard Classic Ruins, Record Time. That was Billy Borgioli on vocals for that one. And we talked to Lily Black for a little while, and then, no, not Lily Black, Danielle Maraglia and Lisa Bastoni. And yeah, so now I'll actually play who I was trying to play and try and keep it local. Here's Smitty Smitty on MFO. 1.5 WMFO. It is live day, live bands all day long. And we just heard from a few local bands. There was Smitty Smitty with Big Bad Boy, Stigmatics with Lies, Glider with Victims, The Irresponsibles. It's all right here. And Liars, How Do You Know? And
what a cool set.
Mike Newman was he was saying that I got him into the Irresponsibles.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I said, well, he also goes by the Montgomerys, and we got a ton of those in here.
That's awesome.
So let's play one. You can check out the Montgomerys, huh?
I'm excited to hear them.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and we have Lily Black coming on very soon.
Yeah, very soon.
It's a mystery how normal people do that. They see the benefits of getting out of bed. The sun is calling, but my lazy bones are still bad. I'm flat on my back. I'm trying to cope, but I'm a dog that there's no cure for. I'm hoping to cope, but I'm a dog that there's no cure for. I've a history of dodging robbery. My body lays in rest, my brain commits.
possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Give my show a plug during this thing.
Hey, I think you should, man.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. So it isn't a crash course for the Ravers today. That will be back next week. And I have Rockwood Taylor for that. Should be a good show.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yep. And Lily Black is coming up soon.
Like imminently, honestly. Yeah.
Do we have time for another song? Or
we
what?
Do. Oh, yeah.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Stick around, Lily Black, and we have 61 Ghosts and Will Daly and all kinds of stuff coming up. Just stick around. Don't turn that dial. MFO.
On the street with someone you think very little of and get scared and finally get the nerve to call her and tell her what a fool you think she's being. And then there's a moment on the phone where you get nervous and your heart starts to get a little sick and you get very sad. And this next song is written about that moment and it's called I'm Straight. I called this number 3 times today, but I put the phone back in place. I still don't know if I should have called. Well, tell me, dear, am I out of place? Here's your chance to make me awkward and wish that I never called this place. But you walked by your college dorm with hippie Ernie. I'm calling to say I wanna take his place. This phone call concerns hippie Ernie, that Woodstock brain, that acid